This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump laid out his plan for reopening the federal government Saturday, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it is a non-starter. Speaking at the White House, the president outlined a plan that included nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico, a key sticking point in negotiations with congressional Democrats. The president's plan also includes 3 years of legislative relief for so-called Dreamers, people whose parents brought them into the country illegally when they were children, as well as holders of temporary protected status.
That is our plan. Border security, DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense, with lots of compromise.
Shortly before the president spoke, however, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the offer a compilation of several previously rejected initiatives that are unacceptable, and the president's proposal is not a good faith effort. Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers remained off the job or working without being paid. Scores of migrants are reported missing in two separate incidents off the coasts of Libya and Morocco, with as many as 170 people feared drowned. The International Organization for Migration reports that 117 people were missing when their dinghy sank off the coast of Libya. In another incident, 53 migrants who left Morocco in a dinghy were reported missing after what a survivor said was a collision in the western Mediterranean. Separately, the German charity Sea-Watch said it had rescued 47 people at sea, including 8 unaccompanied minors, from a rubber boat in distress north of the Libyan city of Zuwara. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protests continued across France for the 10th week in a row Saturday. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the protests were mostly peaceful in Paris, but there were clashes in other cities.
Marchers congregated near the French Parliament and moved through the city's left bank. This time, the demonstrations were largely peaceful, though many shops were shut in case of trouble. There were calls for Macron to resign from the crowds, and some had made coffin-shaped placards in commemoration of the 10 deaths since the protests began. The deaths were mainly due to accidents when demonstrators obscured roads. The yellow vests are named after the fluorescent jackets French motorists must have in their cars. Their protest began in November over fuel tax hikes, which were later scrapped. But the movement has brought to light wider unrest over Macron's policies. Macron has launched a number of national debates in a bid to quell public discontent and improve his reputation.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Thousands of women gathered in cities and the United States and around the world Saturday for the third annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to several concerns, including environmental issues and immigrant rights. But as AP's Julie Walker reports, controversy surrounded some of the marches.
At the downtown rally organized by the Women's March in New York City, protester Laura Loomer ambushed the stage, yelling that they don't represent Jewish people and it's a Nazi march. She was escorted away and earned a rebuke from organizer Agunda Okeyo.
What we're doing today is we're going to uplift each other and we're going to make sure we stay positive.
The controversy stems from Women's March co-leader Tamika Mallory's refusal to denounce Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's known partly for his anti-Semitic rhetoric. Julie Walker, New York.
Somali military officials said Saturday that more than 70 al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed as they tried to overrun a government military base. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, a U.S. military statement said that its airstrikes killed 52 militants.
The statement specifies the airstrike took place near Jilib in the middle Juba area. The U.S. says Somali forces had come under attack by a large group of the al-Qaeda-linked extremists. There are no reports of Americans killed or wounded. Al-Shabaab controls large parts of rural southern and central Somalia and continues to carry out high-profile attacks in the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere. The group claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on a luxury hotel complex in Kenya's capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Mexican authorities now say at least 66 people were killed and 76 others injured when an oil pipeline exploded Friday night in Hidalgo. Officials said the leak and resulting blast were caused by fuel thieves illegally tapping the pipeline. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.